Yes, sir. What's up, man? We're back with another episode of Bully and the Beast. It's your boy Twerk.
Yo. Hey, man. It's your boy Wax. What it look like?
Ain't shit, man. It's almost that time of year, Christmas time, man. You excited?
It's been that way the last 3-4 weeks. It's just ever since, you know, right before, you know, I guess it started, I say Thanksgiving around more family time, but, you know, October, where you have the holiday stuff. That's when it's just spend the kids and the family, man. So that's what it's about.
Yeah. So my family, they're trying to plan a secret Santa. I posted a screenshot of my story. My sister texted me. My sister's a year younger than me. And she texted me like, so-and-so. Chat with like my girl, my mom, my sister, her boyfriend. Basically it was 6 people. And I counted and I was like, look, there's 6 people already in the Secret Santa. If it's 7, somebody might not get a gift. So I'm going to sit this one out. Y'all do your thing.
Somebody got to give two. Somebody got to give two. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It all depends on who gets the two. Somebody might have that person out. But this time is all about giving and want to, you know, open your heart up to just like Jesus did. So, you know, that's what it's really about. That's why I really love it. It's like it's Jesus' birthday. It's time of giving and love and stuff like that. But you got to think about it on the other side. It's also a time for robberies, yep. Thieves, shysters. Like, everybody trying to do the exact same thing, and we only got limited supply. So now what we do? We got to find more supplies than we need. And they got it. So we got robberies.
As a fact, literally, they got these, you know, if you ever heard of porch pirates, and it literally happened to my upstairs neighbor, the one I don't fuck with. I guess they got a package delivered, and really? Someone swiped that shit right off the porch. And they were accusing me of it. Thankfully, with this 2023, and you know, all the neighbors got Ring cameras and shit, and the office building next door has cameras, and it looked like there was a white car, a white Toyota, and it was following around the Amazon truck. I think it going to every house and just waiting until the Amazon driver dropped off the package and swooped it up right after him. And called him every stop.
Listen, everybody being creative, man. You find it. And these things you're about to see really who people are right now is like, who's a creative thief? Who's a creative shysters? You know what I'm saying? Like all of the people out there doing all the swiping the cards and all that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to have one of those. Especially around this time. If you act like you ain't never had or somebody would try to get connected to one, you're a liar.
Right.
I just don't do it.
Then no, I used to
do holidays, everything. Everybody, that's great.
Funny story, when I was younger, I used to be one of those porch pirates. I was like, yo, so people just get shit delivered to their porch. I was like 8, 9 years old. And I'd be like, people just get boxes left on their fucking porch. And I'm taking these shits. And
You're a thief.
It's crazy. I was just curious.
This is what you said, I'm a thief. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ.
I was curious. And it was like, it would be so dumb. It would be like books and shit. Like, what the fuck? That was dumb. Yeah, that was dumb. All right, bro. Well, I got one more question. What kind of gifts do you get for Christmas? I feel like you just give out cash, bro. Do you like presents?
Yeah, it all depends on who it is. You see what I'm saying? Like, the people that you're around all the time, them are the ones that you give gifts because you kind of know how they are, what they like, stuff like that. People you ain't around all the time, I do is give them, you know, Auntie do like Starbucks, so you get a Starbucks gift card.
Yeah.
Everybody. You know what I'm saying? Gift card season, the kids and stuff like that, you're not around them like that. So what they really like at the end of the day, give gift cards to like this stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But don't go overboard and try to be like, oh, let's try to see what they like. I got plenty of corny ass fucking gifts that I hate it, actually. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I hated these fucking gift awards. I don't even wear clothes. I don't even know how to wear clothes and shit. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, why would you get me that? Give Wax a fucking pole stick or fishing pole or a gun. You know what I'm saying? Give me a thing of knives and fucking flashlights and shit like that. You know what I mean? That's your boy. Give me money, like you said.
Yeah, I hate it because people always, like my mom asking me, like, what do you want for Christmas? I don't fucking know what I want for Christmas.
Who knows what they want?
Pay a bill or two. Honestly,
help me get my floor done. You know what I'm saying? fill up my fucking ashtrays, the buds.
Word. All right, bro. Let's get into some some emails and advice and such. We have one email and one DM.
Dope.
We can you just remind our listeners where they could send us a DM?
Yeah, you already know, y'all always jumping in the DMs trying to get some pussy and trying to get some meat. You know what I'm saying? So y'all go to Bully and the Beast Podcast. That is our DMs. And our email is thebullyandthebeastpodcast@gmail.com. I'll let you boys. Peace. Yes,
all right, so the first email goes like this. Hey, Wax and L'Oreal, what are some mistakes that you've learned from that may help a person in their 20s like myself? Something light.
It all depends on what you're going through. I'm saying you're trying to get some pussy, or like mistakes that I learned in my 20s.
Oh, something just, I think it's like mistakes you learned in general that may help somebody in their 20s. Like, I don't know, something you could have been now, could have been when you were a kid, like something that a mistake was like, bro, don't eat it. This shit is not that deep, or
I the most things that I did my life, I show you a lot of learning things. You don't really make mistakes, you know. The mistake that I did when I was young is not giving my life up to God first. You see what I'm saying? So when you give God your life, you surrender, you literally, you know, when you give it to him, it's nothing about you anyway no more. And my biggest mistake is not giving it to him early. I surrendered later on. I try to have my own will. I try to do all my other things. So when you're that young, you surrender early. God start blessing you early. I'm getting blessings and stuff now because I'm wiser now. But when I was that young, I tried to do everything on my own. I tried to do this, I tried to do that, and I always was failing because I didn't surrender to God and let God have his journey. Because we're only here for his journey, for his glory. You see what I'm saying? So he guide that when it's really up to him. But you try to take things in your own hand, you're not the way, you end up locked up. God trying to get your attention because he got us for him. We had to do his work. So surrender. That's one of my mistakes. I didn't surrender late.
How old were you, or how long ago was it to decide that you surrendered to God?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, that makes sense.
No, I surrendered to God. I could say maybe at 27. You know what I'm saying? I was doing my things, had, you know, top of the world, a lot of the great things were happening for me. You know what I'm saying? And I know I wasn't, you know, looking good in his eyes because, you know, I was being unhumble, unwise, and, you know, I could do it on my own and stuff like that. I started getting mad trouble. I'm talking about things start smacking the shit out of me. God was getting me, he's getting my attention. But until I actually was able to get into the word and read the word and see actually what's happening to me, I was like, I found myself in the word right here. And when I found myself in the word, I went from there and continue to keep on reading. And I start, you know, doing better, my GPS system. But I say about 27, I got baptized. And I got to get baptized again, you know what I'm saying? Because last time I got baptized was because I was asking God to do something for me. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like I'm going in total surrender now. Next time I do it, you know, I'm going to do it really soon. I got to go into total surrender. So once you go into this total surrenderance to God and tell him, listen, this journey is yours. Use me and guide me. Yo, his life is way better than us trying to do it on ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Things are going to deceive us. And another mistake I made is just having certain people in my life and certain things in my life that I did that. I looked at these eyes what made me do it. That smell, this nose made me do it. These ears made me do it. You know what I'm saying? This mouth made me, you know, put myself in position to even get something that wasn't even for me. So, but if I sit there and was meditating the word day and letting God guide me, because I'm reading and I'm getting guided, I have the right person in the right time. That's what I'm doing right now. So learn how to, don't be afraid to be alone. Don't be afraid to go somewhere. You know, just let it be you and God instead of all that outside noise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I say about 27, when I got baptized, I had no choice. It's either surrender or be locked up. It was in my case, or be dead.
You were wilding. Yeah.
Now I was a monster.
Yeah. See, I guess that's good news, depending on what kind of life you live. Like for me, if you live a normal life, like I would just say in your 20s, save money, bro. If I could go back in my 20s, yeah, save up, man. I was spending.
How you save money in your 20s?
That's what the problem.
That's what it's saying. I ain't got one dime I had when I was in my 20s. I don't think I have one dime I had 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? How do you do that shit?
That's what I would do. I would try to. Okay, man. Yeah, because I feel like.
How good are you doing now? Like, You got the same buddy you had since last year?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like when you save money, you can invest. I don't know. It's just that.
Even if you invest it, it's gone. That's what I'm saying. It's like, what you doing? If you have the money sitting there, the money's sitting there, fam. What you got it for? It's like buying apples and stuff. You really want apples. Let me sit it there right there. It's just time to eat it. It's like, it's always fucking time to eat it.
You know,
I got this there for a rainy day. Motherfucker, it's raining. What the fuck is wrong with you? It's pouring outside. I'm not gonna use the umbrella yet.
It sounds like you're making sense, but you're so fucking wrong, bro. That's what saving is. Don't touch that money. That's literally what saving is. You can't touch.
All right, so now you suffer. Then go ahead and suffer. Don't eat.
Thing is, that's why you keep work. You got to keep working so you can keep stacking that bread up. You know, like,
how are you able to do that though? How you keep on work? That means you're not eating. You're not shitting comfortable. You're not sleeping comfortable.
So what's the point of a savings account? What's the point of a savings account then? There should be no savings accounts.
No, you have a savings account, but. The account is money you play with. The other money is the money that you live off. See what I'm saying? Like, you put that money there, yeah, to go ahead and flip. You put that money there to do it. But if you got this money just sitting there, that money is not there to just be sitting. You got to work that motherfucking shit. Don't, you know what I mean? Make that $1, $2, make that $5, $10. You see what I'm saying? As much as you can. If you just got that money just sitting there because you have a savings account or that's for a rainy day, you got a lot of fucking bread, man. And that's blessing.
You know, they're mad at that. They say, but you don't know, like, like, you're supposed to, like, break down your paycheck to different percentages and shit. Like, 30% of your paycheck is supposed to go to your, like, rent, and then, like, 10% goes in your savings, or 10% goes to tithes. You know how you break it down?
Yeah, who the fuck do that shit? I do the tithes, but I think you live in. Like, that mean when people call you to go out, don't go out. You got to get, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what are you going to do? You got to really sit still to save bread. I mean, in my case, yes, for sure. If I'm saving, stacking money in one place, and I ain't moving. You see what I'm saying? I got EBT and I ain't moving. That's see what I'm saying. I ain't nowhere and I'm sitting in the room. Now you put the lights, electricity or nothing because everything is so high right now. How is you basically telling the man you got some money to put there and try to stack it? Man, you got, I say work it, man. Work that money as much as you can. Try to turn that $1 to $2. If that money is sitting there, it's dead. What you got it for?
I mean,
the exact same thing as being in somebody else's account in somebody else's hands. If it's working for you.
You could save for some shit, then like you could put money aside and sit, like keep stacking up for a vacation or something. Like you gotta save for some shit. You gotta have money to save just for just in case when you get a flat tire on the side of the highway. You gotta get a tow truck. You know, thank God you got money saved. You know? Whereas you got, oh, just keep spending the shit. Fuck it. We gotta spend it. Then you're asked out when an emergency happens.
Nah, spend it. No, it's not about spending. It's about flipping that bread, making that bread work for you because you never know. If you only into one thing, you lose your job, or you only got this one thing coming in, and you lose that, you're fucked. Come on, family. That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Try to have multiple hustles, have multiple things going on, because if you don't, bro, I'm telling you, it's time to thank God that I had something else to bounce off. I don't care if it was just me selling herbs, anything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You got to do something, like, you know how to cut grass or anything. You know what I'm saying? You got to do something else.
You definitely need to have two pots cooking on the stove at the same time. That's a fact. But you also have to have money to fall back on too. And you can thank God, like you always got to put at least 5% of your paycheck and just put it aside and then forget about it. You got it. Every time you get paid, put a little bit to the side, just forget about it. Because you don't know when you might need that shit. And you don't agree?
You need it right now.
No.
I hear you. If it's possible for you to be able to do it, but you people need that shit right now.
Some shit. Like, oh, thank God I got this Plan B stash.
Yeah, you gotta have a plan B right there. But as soon as you need that money right now, now what? You put all that to the side, it's still going out. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you need that bread right now, you going in there, you lost your job, and that money is going to be gone unless you change your lifestyle, is what I was trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Unless you just sit down and only eat noodles and really suck, you know, live a life, then, you know, might have to do that for a lot, but at least have a game plan and unless I'm about to use this money for this to invest. Just having that money sitting there, man, it's raining right now for these people, bro. People are raining. Every day is raining. Shit, it's raining for me, so I know it's raining for other motherfuckers.
Good word. Yeah, I just feel like, honestly, I would just be saving just to pay my bills. Yeah, like checking accounts for
see
fun
what I'm
money.
Saying? That's wild.
Savings is for like when you're ready for the bills. Just like you gotta divide the check up. You can't just keep it all up there. It's just like a fun money. You can't just have it in there like, oh, gotta spend it. And having it that accessible is a reason why it's being spent. When you transfer it and put it in the savings, you forget about it. I'm like, bro, I don't even got to save it. I don't even got to spend it. It's tucked away.
Yeah, but you know what you just now did? You just held that money for somebody else. Like, even when people go ahead and just, oh, I got the paycheck and I'm about to go. The only thing you did is grab the money from this person and hand it to this person. Yo, bro, the fuck? Yeah, that money not going to come in. You're not going to flip. You're not going to do nothing with it. Save none of it. Try to make each dollar another dollar.
That's all you got to break. Now, that's why you got to hustle on big, mad bread so you could put it in different places. You got to invest in the stock market or whatever. There you go.
You got to put the money in places where it's going to grow for you. Having money sit is just dead bread. Nobody want dead bread, bro.
My girl is good at that shit.
Dead bread. I don't care if it's money sitting there. Oh, I stacked up $20,000. All that time that you stacked that money up and let it, instead of rolling for you, though, I ain't saying don't have no money to the side. Of course, I'm not saying that. I'm saying have that money working and rocking for you on the side. Don't have that money because the day that you need it, you're going to grab that money and spend it. And now what you got?
Okay, see, now we're making sense. It's got it. It could have been better off somewhere else, like in an investment stock or some shit like that. Where you go.
Don't have no money sitting is dead, bro.
Yeah.
Money sitting is good. It looks good. It looks good in the safe. It looks good in the cabinet. It looks good in your shoebox. It looks good in the bed. It looks good in the mattress. It looks great. It looks pretty. But that money is dead money.
That's a crazy take, bro.
What do you have it for? What do you have the bread for? Okay.
Just so you're not spending it. So you got to just put it to the side.
Wait. Side is doing what? It's dead bread, bro. You got to make something off that bread. Or you asked out. Or now if something happens to your job where you're getting that money from, something happened, anything can happen. Now what you going to do?
You got to use that bread.
You living off that bread right there. How long now? Especially if you only put 5% in weight. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers, how much money you think they making at the end of the day? What are you doing? That's now the car payment, their car insurance, and the electricity bill going to get that money right there. Now what?
Well, you know me. I'm in no fucking position.
You saving $45.
I'm,
you know what I'm saying?
What'd you say?
Up and downs in positions for years. I've been in position for, you know what I'm saying? I've been in a fucked up position. I've been in great positions. I put money in good places. I'm able to live and survive right now today because I did what I had to do. That money is working for me. But that money was never, ever, ever working for me. I'd be ass the fuck. I'm talking about not eating, not sleeping, or shitting. Yeah, man. Don't eat, sleep, and shit comfortable. Yo, make that money work. Never fuck no job that you might have with that money, that 5% you're able to get something out of. What if something happened to that shit? Well, at least this right here is rolling and moving for you. You see what I'm saying?
Right. But yeah, that's the thing. You got to figure out how. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but you definitely need to have money somewhere. I guess the checking is the same thing as the savings. Don't touch it if you don't need to. The fuck? And invest
No, flip that motherfucker. If that money is sitting there, bro, you're going to need it. And when that money is gone, now what you going to do? You got to eat the next couple hours.
How can the average person flip money without selling drugs or putting in the stock market?
It means a lot of things. Go ahead and buy a lawnmower. Go ahead and buy a snowblower. You're up in New Jersey. Like, go ahead and invest into something that's going to make you make more money. Right now, you spent $70 on a snowblower. That snowblower made you $300, $400. You see what I'm saying? You invested in that lawnmower or something like that. You spent $120. Yo, all summer, you made $600, $800, $1,000 off that motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? That money is never lost. You flipped it and made something happen. It don't have to be drugs or stock market. Man, it's got so many things out here. Flip it with water.
More work. Yeah.
What you do? Sell Lucy's. It's always something to make some bread off. Sell, grab the little Nick's shots. I don't give you flipping herbs. You know what I'm saying? It's legal in a lot of places. Find different hustles. A lot of people sell t-shirts. People sell merch. People out here selling food. You know what I'm saying? My dude, shout out to King Wings. He out here killing them on the king. On the wings. You see what I'm saying? He flipped his bread. Hey, but what if he had that wing hustle? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The extra. But he's got this thing that still, he can still eat at the end of the day. You're not just saving. Nobody really saves up. They making that type of bread. Now, that 5% you're saying put to the side for the saving day, if you're putting up $250, $500 a week for that, oh, yeah, Angela, God bless him. Yes, sir. But if you only putting the $45, $30 to the side, fam, what are you telling this person? You got to wait to 10 paychecks to make $300?
You know, but yeah, you know, teachers don't, depending on how you're, I don't know what kind of.
You see what I'm saying?
But I feel like it was always money, like an emergency fund. It's not, yeah, it's an emergency fund. That's it. That's an emergency fund.
Well, you know what emergency fund is? It's a wife. That's an emergency fund. You know what I'm saying?
That's why
a dope ass girl. You know what I'm saying? So you saying your girl doing his piece, but you know what I mean? I wouldn't tell a man, I would tell a man, yo, bro, you never know. And I'm sure you always got more than 1 mile to feed. You see what I'm saying? So you got to always have something. It's not always about drugs. It's not always about the stock market. It's always other things out there you can do. A hustler is a hustler. The drug dealer sell drugs.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Are you an entrepreneur? Are you a hustler? It's a difference. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to just sell drugs and stuff like that. Only way. No, hell no, bro. There's so many other ways out there to make bread. You know what I'm saying? Just find different niches, man. They got Amazon out here. They got, you know what I'm saying? Different things. They got Uber, Lyft, and all this other type of shit. They got other things that make the bread on the other side. But flip that bread you got.
It's true.
That's sitting point. Bread is dead bread. There's what else we got, though, brother? We've been on that shit for that long.
That was good, though. That's great advice, though. So, yeah.
Listen.
Spend that bread. Don't worry about it. Like we got another DM
from a
guy. All right. We got this DM. It's a long one. It's a long one. Shout out to Chubbs.
What we got? Chubbs.
Wax and Lower Yell, I need some advice.
Peace.
Okay, so I know this girl for 10 years and been a head mission for 9. I don't know what that means.
Head mission? She's a header. She sucks meat, I guess.
Let me explain. When I first met her, it was cool. We was vibing, would get drunk, smoke, and fuck. We was together or anything close to it, just friends, really. But I knew then she had some of the best pussy I ever had. We would talk on and off. Songs. We would talk on and off, nothing serious. And for the first year, when we linked, we would fuck. We probably did it like 6-7 times. She liked me, but I had a lot going on at the time and let her know I wasn't interested and that she was cool about it. So year 2 comes along. Remind you, we don't constantly talk, maybe once or twice a month. And I hit her and told her to come over. She said she would, but she wasn't fucking. She just wanted. Her pussy ate. I was in the mood to do something sexual. Plus, I like eating her pussy because it's so good. So I said, fuck it, cool. Next time we link, she said the same thing. Next time, same thing. Fast forward 9 years later, I still haven't fucked. Since year 1, now I admit I probably have a fetish for eating her pussy because I've done it probably over 200 times. God! God! Without fucking. It's just so good to me.
Jeez.
It turns me on turning her on. She was always sexy with an amazing body. I would come over, eat it for an hour or two, and just leave. Half the time, we barely even spoke. It was always late, door unlocked. I walk in, room dark, eat her pussy till she falls asleep, then leave. Mind you, I get women a lot of sex. I'm not pressed. I just fuck with her like that. So much. One time, I even fucked my girlfriend, left her in bed, went over shorty crib, ate her pussy, and came back, washed my face, and went right back in bed with my girl. It's like I'm addicted to eating her pussy.
Wow.
But recently, she's been in the gym and she already was already sexy, but now she's on another level. I told her I'm cool with eating her pussy, but I still want to start fucking again. This bitch tells me, okay, but it's $500. I'm like, what the fuck? All the times for 10 years I ate her pussy. Now I want to fuck and you want to charge me? That's BS.
Yes.
So I want to cut her off, but not the pussy. It's the best pussy I ever had. What y'all think about this? What should I do? How can I change it? Because now she probably just looks at me as an eater, head mission, when I actually kind of think I'm in love and want more now. Help a brother out. Thanks for the love show. Thanks love for the show. P.S. In the 10 years of me knowing her, we never went out to not to eat, drink, or nothing. It's just been straight head, her crib or mine, and that's it. We are a secret nobody knows. We even know the same spot before and never spoke, but then would test it after your pussy after. Just need some advice. God damn.
Oh, man. Sorry to tell you that. I thought she was the head giver. You're the head giver. But at the end of the day, you got to understand, when a girl, when her pussy ate that long and stuff like that, that means she's didn't finish or she want to get warmed up for somebody else to come fuck her. And that's what happens when a girl sell her pussy. You didn't realize the girl sells her pussy, man. And that's a little, that's one of the, you know, things that happens when, you know, when they do sell their pussy, they have a muncher. I found that out later on. I was the muncher, but, you know, me talking to the girls, like, guys, listen, I had this dude come over here. He going to give me wax sex, probably 30, 40 seconds. Now I do want some, but he paid me. But now I got to get somebody to finish me off. Bro, you've been up in there eating the Mexican man at the fucking construction worker, the truck driver. You sucking at meat.
Bro, yeah, when she's charging, because people are actually paid that then. If she starts charging, you know people have been paid that.
That's what she's doing. That's why she stopped fucking him, because she's like, hold on, I get money off somebody putting that meat into me? Hold on, you give good head, you eat me up, because when these dudes right here fuck me for 30 seconds and 45 seconds or whatever, because they, you know, they a little bit of pride, I tell them that it was amazing, and their wife's not going to do it because she's tired of this shit. This what happens. You finish that motherfucker off. So you was really up in there sucking a lot of other guys' meat. And sorry to tell you that, bro, the woman that you're in love with sells pussy, bro. So what I want you to do, I want you to detox yourself from this woman. You got to detox yourself from this woman, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to go home to your girl, start loving your girl, start treating her better, man. And that's a dirty-ass move, though, bro. If you really love your girl, you can't even call her your girl. You got to call her somebody that you just doing dirty at the end of the day, because I never do that to my shorty, bro. I would never be up in here fucking with her, go eat another girl pussy, and then come back home to mine.
No, yeah, see, that's
a car rental. You know what I'm saying? I fuck up a car rental, but I ain't fucking up my own car, bro. That's yours.
Yeah, you don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, girl, you don't give a fuck that car. You, what the fuck?
Like, I've heard some wild shit, but to leave your shorty in bed, go do some wild shit and go back in bed, same night, is different.
Not your shorty. A bitch I'm fucking, I definitely went to the other room, smashed another, came back, whatever, la, la, la. My wifey. No.
I got to tell you, I'm out for the night, bro. I'm
done for the night. I'm here with her. I'm done. That's it, bro. Let your girl get you in the house. It's over. Shut the fucking phone off. Hit the fucking blocks and shit that you gotta do. Shut the fuck up, nigga. When you at wifey, it's done. Yeah. Make sure that's your brain. You know what I'm saying? That's your heart. That's all your shit outside your chest. So you gotta protect that at all costs.
Yeah.
When you get the fuck out the house, you do what the fuck you want to do at the end of the day. Yo, you do it. But don't do no dirty ass shit like that. That's kind of wild and whack as hell. Because that was my sister, somebody. I'd be like, yo, bro, fuck. And not saying that I ain't do no wild shit. I know some dudes out here want to fuck me up. Because I did do some shit, but these wasn't my wifey's, though. But I did some wild-ass shit like that. You know what I mean? Went to another bitch room and smashed two other girls. You know what I'm saying? They came back and smashed that shit. That's back in the day, wild-ass shit. But you got a wifey and you say, yo, this mine. It's my shorty. That's just like a drug dealer nigga been having rentals all these years. You're like, yo, that nigga always hitting the curves early. He always hitting the curves all hard and shit like that. That nigga driving fast. Watch when he got his new car. That motherfucker driving like Miss Daisy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That motherfucker is driving slow as hell. He chilling. He cruising. You know what I mean? He don't even want nobody eating his shit.
Yeah. Well, my advice to this guy is, bro, yeah, you gotta, it's over. It's gonna hurt. It's not gonna be easy, but you gotta just treat whatever you would want to do to this girl, you gotta do it with your own girl. Treat your girl like you want to treat this girl and watch you be happy. Because your girl is gonna want to pour into you, ultimately. It's not always about sex, bro. I'm telling you, in your relationship might even be a little bit better when you start treating her like your dream girl.
Bullshit. Sex is very, very important. Sex is 90% in relationships, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because put like this. I know this is 80-20 rule, but I call this the 90-10 rule. You know what I'm saying? 90-10 is basically, if you fuck your girl, great. You get away with everything. If you do everything in the world for her and you fuck her wrong, you're out of there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So sex is 90%. I don't give a fuck. Oh, he's a good guy. He pays all the bills. He's great with the kids. He does this. He got that. And your ass, hey, make sure she's handled right there. The relationship is over. But you could be a piece of shit playing a game with the kids all day and she got to do this. The house is dirty and all that. She start yelling and screaming. You bring her to the bathroom, bust her ass. She gonna be out there fucking making sandwiches for everybody.
Right.
And ask you if your friends want to come over. Oh, yeah, he's cool. Yeah, tell his girl come in. We can drink wine and tell about how fucked up men are. They stay there for that shit. You see what I'm saying? But have that whack meat. Watch what happen.
Yeah.
Jonathan next door gonna be fucking.
Yeah. She want to explore her options with that. That's a fact.
She out of there. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. 90% of the relationship is based off, you know, sex. You know what I'm saying? And then the rest of the 10, it goes in the 1 to 10. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, finances is like, go all the way to like 6. You know what I'm saying? 7, 8, 9, 10. The last 4 is like communication and other type of shit. You want to tell me I'm full of shit. But that's kind of what it is, because if you have good sex chemistry, the communication is good.
Right.
Because y'all talking during sex and all that. That's just like an extra, you know what I'm saying? The extra little thing. Y'all talking there. And now it's like, okay, now we have a communication. We connecting together. So you got to add that with the communication too when y'all having sex. Y'all connecting together. You know what I'm saying? So that's why sex got everything into it. Everything. Relationship, chemistry. All that type of stuff. If you lose that, you lose the whole base of your whole relationship. That's why you even came at each other in the first place. Oh, she's sexy. Or I'll fuck her. Or I'll fuck him. That's the only reason why you with the person in the first place.
Right.
You're not going to go to somebody like, they seems nice, but I would never fuck them. Did you really be in a relationship with that person?
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, so you're right. You got a great point. Yeah, you're right, because that's sex. Because the girl, that's what that one thing that the girls don't think that they want is what they do want. Because the last thing you want your girl want, you want your girl to do is fuck another person. That's like
last thing.
Last thing you want to do. That's the last thing you want to hear. So yeah, and if you handle it,
she'd be a great. She could clean the house. She could do everything. If she go fuck somebody else, what happened? Everything is done.
She don't give a fuck about you either.
I just bought you a new car. You don't give a fuck about that car now. Oh, remember the puppy you say you like? You don't give a fuck about that fucking puppy. You suck somebody else's meat.
Like, do you feel like women? Do you feel like men cheat? You know, men cheat because it's people trying to get some pussy. But men, women cheat with like potential partners. Like they would only have sex with somebody that could be a potential partner.
Like yes, when a girl cheats, it's very dangerous because she cheats with her emotions and her feelings. If she don't, she's already done. You know what I'm saying? Good girl's gone, bad's gone forever. Once a woman turns into a man, she's like she's no good. When she's like, I'm not being submissive. What I look like and doing all that? Up, you got a dud. You know what I'm saying? That's like having an immediate fucking. It's like having a fucking baby in fucking 4th of July and everybody expected this one to be a fucking wife and this motherfucking sound like you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, yo, like you designed for something. You know, we all design for certain things. You know what I'm saying? And when you have that and somebody fucked you up or you're not doing that no more because you gave it all to somebody before, men and women, I wouldn't just put this on women because men don't want to do manly duties either. Because they feel like this woman scorned me or this woman did that. So I ain't giving no all women the bitches and they fucking whores and fuck these bitches. Like, nah, that dude got fucked up. He only want to do his man duties, what he's really bred to do, what his job to do in life. He don't want to be a protector and provider and do that type of stuff. He want to be out here and be a fucking whore and slut ass nigga. And that's what girls want to do. I want to be outside. Nah, you got scorned. You fucked up. Like, you really wouldn't be no good for nobody else anyway. You see what I'm saying? When you talking like that type of shit, so you outside. Now you become a man. Now you all fucked up. So
let me see what this guy looks like. Yeah, man. Let me see this baby. My fault.
That might be a something big too. Because you know what? A lot of head givers is big girls. You know what I'm saying? Do and never let nobody know we ever went out or nothing like that. She give good head. Yo, late night. And the thing is with girls, the girls sell their pussy, but guys just like, yeah, we went to the club. We've been drinking with our boys. No, I ain't get no pussy from the club that night. I ain't ready to go home with my shorty, so I let this fat bitch suck my dick. I know she gonna answer the phone.
He kind of looks like a Dr. Umar, like a young version of Dr. Umar Johnson.
But who knows who look like what man would look like what they get pussy? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just saying because you know people got that look like, oh, this guy, this brother thirsty. You know, this brother hungry, like he'll pay. Like he doesn't get that look though. He doesn't get that look
like he's gonna pay something.
Yeah. He don't get that like he needs to. Like he look like he get pussy on his own. That ain't the last fish in this.
But that's what he said though. That's what he said. He just in love with, I guess she turns him on, but bro, this girl is just really using you for a startup or a finish.
Yeah, you going through what I'm saying? Like, putting you through hell just for you to eat some coochie. You're not even getting your own pleasure on that.
Yeah. She like, yo, if you using that meat, if anybody putting their meat in me, they're paying.
Yeah, it's over for that. He said, what? Bro, I remember talking to a girl one time. I took her out on a date, paid whatever. And she was like, whatever. She was like, I need this. You should pay. You should send me money for this. And she starts telling me I need to send her, start sending her money. Like, she's like, I need to get a wax. You should send me money and pay for my wax. I'm like, no, absolutely not. And that was the last time I talked to her. I'm like, yo, bro, you already asked me for sending money for shit, bro. What? I'm out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. So once you start
asking for money,
that's a dub. It's automatic. You're ghosted.
Once you start. That's what I'm saying. Other dudes have fucked her up already. You see what I'm saying? Instead of these girls looking at the Betty Crockers and stuff like that, these motherfuckers out here looking at the Betty Boops and the fucking Dolly Partons.
Yeah.
Like, what do you really want to do at the end of the day? What do you really want at the end of the day? If you don't want the family and stuff like that, you want to hit these streets and be like a man and stuff like that and get the fucking the sweated eyebrow like a man and shit, have fun. But that's a stressful life out there. That shit ain't it. I don't want to hear no fucking complaining. Men, we're not allowed to come home about our life and our job and the shit that we got going on. I wish one of my boys do it. Man, I hate my job. And shut the fuck up. No dudes can't do that to each other, man. I'm going through it. He's like, yo, what's good with you, man? You already know, maintain the chilling. He can be fucked up.
Right.
Girls, they got jobs and shit. They out here complaining like, I hate this shit. This shit is fucked up. Yeah, because that ain't for you really what you're supposed to be doing. Yo, a job at the house is a huge, amazing job, too. Yeah. And it pays off when you're a great assistant, when you're a great assister to the whole, you know, totality of the whole, the project that got going on. And that's what that project of life. When you know how to be a great assistant to somebody that you also see that, you know, that's ambitious, a man that's actually going somewhere and got big ideas and got big goals and stuff like that. That's the man you attach his. And girls be over here attaching themselves to a dude who work at McDonald's or Starbucks and all stuff that, no, that's the car you fucking pick. Your car is going to do 25 gallons to 25 miles to a gallon. You fucked up.
Yeah. You know, the worst comes to worst, you got to trade it in.
You got to trade it, but that's what they be doing. But now they keep on trading so much, and now they losing value.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all know better. Find somebody that's in touch yourself to help reach these goals. When you're a great assistant like that, assister to what the goal is, that's when somebody really, man, really go really high and be able to take care of his family and have wealth. Right. He got an amazing woman behind him who knows her place and know how to get this thing going. But don't attach yourself to a man who don't have goals and stuff like that. You're going to hurt the whole totality of the whole situation, man. Now you got kids out there. Y'all not together. That type of dumb ass shit. It ain't cool. It ain't cool, man.
Yeah, so, bro, forget about
wisely.
That's just toast.
Yeah, go back home to your girl. Matter of fact, I want you to break up with your girl, too, bro. Just because you did that dirty ass shit to her, you don't even respect her. Like, that's like a girl. Getting a girl back after he knows she cheated. She'd never respect you ever in life again just because you took her back.
Yeah.
A man never supposed to take a girl back, bro. We can sit there and straighten up. When our girl catches and shit like that, we can straighten up and we be good for the rest of our life because we know we got something good. But when a girl cheat and you take her back, she would never, ever fucking respect you, bro. Like, life is done over already. You know what I'm saying? Even if she just, you found out anything, even texting on the phone, it's like, if she was, and then you like, ah, it ain't nothing, whatever, you know, man. Let that shit go.
I feel like the only way a girl will respect you if you take her back after you catch her cheating is like, let's say you was like a bum ass nigga, yo, and like you wasn't motivated and shit, and she cheated on you. You forgave her, but you leveled up, you know, and you just leveled up and you became what she wanted you to be, like a successful, like a motivational guy, like, you know, did your thing.
And
like,
that's the girl you want.
True. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. The fuck you gotta do this to me? The fucking bitch.
A man, like I said, a man can cheat. He's not supposed to. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to feel like I'm sexist or nothing like that. And I'm always a balanced guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if a man sit there and let a woman cheat on him, bro, and you take her back, she better have some Oprah money. You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing nothing in life. You feel like, but now he using you, woman. Do you really want the day? You know what I'm saying? Because there is love out there. There is things that you can find a great partner and y'all actually go out there and rock and enjoy each other.
Fucking another dude, getting caught fucking somebody else, like, bro, yeah, because I can't be with anybody like that. That's never happened to me. You know, if you're going to cheat, better not let me find the fuck out. Because, like, you're going to leave me no choice.
I need no choice. How can I take you back as a man? How can I take you? A boy can take you back. A man cannot take you back. Should not want him to take you back. If you like, I messed up. Please give me another chance. Yo, girl. Come on, yo. This is not going to be good. It's not going to be like this man always. He can never unsee it. A real man can never unsee somebody he really, really, really loves. So that's why I was saying, like, if you want to have a real relationship with somebody and stuff, just don't marry somebody you in love with. Somebody you love, but somebody you in love with, like this dude right here, he should never love the girl he like to eat her pussy. Get rid of that girl. That girl going to ruin your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You only fuck around with people that you like or you love. You know what I'm saying? But if you marry somebody you in love with, she can't even go to the store. Where the fuck you at? Why you talk to that nigga? You know what I mean? Now you turn to the man's daughter.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, you don't want that. You need some type of balance. You know what I'm saying? You got to have something that, I don't care if she do that. Fuck it. We can still go ahead and do this. We can still make it better. It's like, you know, finding out, you know, the side girl. You know, she probably fucking somebody else in it. You don't give a fuck about her.
Yeah.
Imagine having that as your wifey, though. You know what I'm saying? How far would you go in life if you don't really give a fuck, but you know that she's still your partner, but she's still right there for you. She might do some sneaky shit on the side, but she's still home. She still cook for you. She still hold you down. She still do all this type of shit. But you don't really give if she slide off with somebody in the eye to it. But that's the rest of a lot of girls out here doing.
If a girl fucking another nigga, she like him, bro. Her heart is involved, man. There ain't no way, unless you're a bop.
Nah, I mean, a lot of these girls out here is bops, though. They got hurt young instead of using their strength that God gave them, because that's why they give them periods and shit like that. Instead of using that strength, they don't even use the strength.
Yeah.
They just say, yo, I'm going to turn into a dude. I'm going to be out here fucking all these dudes and getting money from them and doing all this type of shit. And then now he's like, oh, that new car is $60,000. And they standing right next to it like, I'm worth $60,000 too.
I was talking to this girl, like not talking to her like that, but I was having a conversation with this girl who's a slut, bro. She's a whore. And she was like, bro, she was like, bro, I sleep with a lot of guys because she likes making guys happy. Like she gets a great feeling making men happy. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Good job.
I said, bro, that's crazy.
I'm saying, but what type of value do you want to have in life, though? You know what I'm saying? And one thing I can tell these young girls out here, man, all these girls that y'all used to see back in the day doing that shit, they don't do it no more. You see what I'm saying? So all they used to thot and show their pussy and show, they like, yo, what the fuck was I doing? They all come to Jesus, moment. They all come to, you know, conclusion like, damn, I got more value than that. Why was I putting myself out there for all these motherfuckers out here to see me? And what was I doing to myself? And y'all girls out here coming up, looking at that shit like that shit is cool. Slow your ass down. You're eventually not going to be shaking your ass and doing all that shit anyway. You need to stop that shit right now. That shit whack as hell. Because a man of value, the man that you really want to be able to, you know, have a good relationship with, too, who have great goals and great values and stuff, he's not bringing you around. You're going to bring his stock down.
Yeah.
All that that unvalued that you is right now, no. A valuable girl brings a valuable man up.
Yeah.
But a valuable man will get crushed and brought down by an unvaluable woman.
Yeah, bro, you be all right. Stay with your girl, man. What the fuck you doing? That's it.
No, leave her alone because you violated her. You did her dirty, bro.
I'm going to give him a second chance, bro. I'm going to tell you, shape up now, bro. We'll forever hold your peace, bro. I'm giving you a chance. This is God telling you. That charge, her telling you that price, was God, Patrick, talking to you, saying, look.
Yeah, if you leave your girl, you pay that price.
Yeah.
Give your ass over that free pussy, bro. What the fuck you doing? Why would you sit there and get a car just to get Ubers every day? Sit your ass home. You ain't got a car payment, nigga. Just dumb asshole.
Oh, yeah. That's God telling you right now. In broad daylight, bro, you better just stay with your girl, man, or it's going to be charging.
Yeah.
All right.
He gave you another chance. I say if that was my sister, yo, sis, leave his ass.
Word. All right.
Yes. What do we got?
I'm about to DM you this video real quick. Check your Instagram. Yo, I don't know what's in the air in the month of December, but everybody's getting beat the fuck up. So this DM I sent you, I guess somebody works at the T-Mobile phone store, and somebody came in and beat him up off of something that happened the night before. And I guess King came down and beat him up on while he was on the clock.
On site. Yeah.
You see it now, bro. You see it now. That's the disrespectfulness I was trying to tell you last night, bro. Yo, what time you talking about?
I'm gonna violate you, family.
Out,
now he about to record. Now you want to record. Look, now you not use the phone. You going to jail?
We never met.
Shut up. Now you going to let him hit me.
You going to jail. You going to jail.
You ain't tough. You talking about calling the cops and all that, acting all tough, tough guy. Now you going to jail. Why he going to jail?
You assault that
you don't know how to man up because you ain't it don't matter, he ain't doing enough push up.
But bro, what do you expect him to do? He's on the clock. You can't do it and lose your job.
You don't know how to fight because you working?
Come on, though. No.
You don't know how to fight because you working? I'm working now, and I don't know how to fight. You know, all my fighting skills went out the window because I'm working right now, bro. I'm not a man right now because I'm working. You're still a man at the end of the day. Somebody put their hands, you're supposed to handle that. How many push ups are you doing that night? How many push you doing in the morning before you leave the house? That's your fucking fault. I'm calling and ain't bring no gun and no knife to you. You bitch ass motherfucker.
I mean, I feel like he had to say what he had to say because the you know, he's on the clock and his manager was there, so we got to, I'm feeling
like I got beat up. You got that. I'm gonna see you again. You got that. You came to my job and all that. Yo, bro, you got that. You got that. You beat me up at work.
Okay.
All right. I don't do push-ups. You're right. Maybe I need to get this. Maybe this is a lesson to be learned, bro. You look like you're in your 20s or something like that. In 10 years, when you look back at this, like, damn, you in the gym now. You're like, I want that motherfucker to try me now. That's how you're supposed to be talking.
Bro,
you don't be telling these young men out here, yo, go ahead and get to lock this dude up unless he come in with a knife or a gun or something like that trying to jump you. But if he come in man-to-man because you was talking shit, you might have to wear that type of shit, bro. Even that internet shit and all that, these type of shit people think they're getting away with. Somebody gonna catch your motherfucking ass.
That's so
sit
funny,
your
bro.
Stupid yeah, ass down and get beat the fuck up.
They clowning him in the hood, yo. Like, that's him, yo.
I'm calling the police. That's what you get. I'm calling the police because I don't do push up. I'm calling the police because I don't jump on the pull up bar. I'm calling the police because I ain't getting my weight up. I ain't calling the police because I ain't learning how to fight. That's why you doing that, bro.
That video reminds me of
I bet you if he had knuckled him up, I bet you he wouldn't be calling that police, talking that shit.
Right. That's the type of person. But that reminds me of you saying how you say you like to catch people with their pants down when type shit. Like, that's, I
feel like free did. Exactly. Vulnerable ass motherfucker. You vulnerable right now. Now you can't even talk all out. You will lose your job now. You're talking all that shit earlier, though. What's up? Now you got to turn to listen. My job is cool, but I'm still a man at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Now I got duffed out in front of all my people that I probably told that I'm the man in the street and I'm over. You know how people have jobs. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that's the nigga right there.
Yeah, T-Mobile always got the bad bitches working there.
He do. I don't know nothing about it. I never went there before.
One of my friends did that shit before. I guess somebody was calling him broke and shit and was dissing him online. The dude worked at Chipotle and he was ordering his food and got his camera. I was like, yeah, look who I found. Yeah, we had to make my food, nice. Bitch. Yeah, you got Chipotle. You ordered my food, bitch. Make my food. But I get so mad that shit happened to me. I lose my job. Fuck it. I'm scrapping. Fuck that. When I used to work at the movie theater.
Yeah, but man put his hands on. Got to do what you got to do as a man. And I would tell young man I got beat up on that video right there. Yo, hopefully this is a lesson to be learned. Because at the end of the day, before that T-Mobile job, you're still a man at the end of the day. So what if he wasn't at work? What if he caught you in the street? What if he caught you with your girl going to get some food somewhere else?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I'm trying. It's like a lesson to be learned. This ain't no, you know, oh, is he wrong to go to your job? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, for you being a man, you getting caught slipping, you getting motherfucking beat up by another man is all your fucking fault.
Yeah.
I would never tell my sons or nothing like that, though. If they got beat up by a man, though, he have a knife, he had a gun, they jump you. No? The fuck wrong with you?
Right. Did you see the Charleston White shit? I guess he was doing stand-up comedy.
I heard he got jumped. Yeah, I seen he got jumped.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody
video?
Gonna get him. I do like Charleston White, but he do talk a lot. He talk mad shit. Somebody gonna get him. Everybody not gonna like the way this shit done, but if you gotta like read between the lines of what he's trying to do at the end of the day, that's what I respect about Charleston White.
That shit was hilarious.
But the way he come about it and the way he do it, I look at him, but like, Unless you in a place where everybody fuck with you and know who you are, somebody going to take that as offense. And they're going to come smack the shit out of you or come fuck you up. Other people going to be like, ah, that's him, ah, whatever, whatever. You know how you do in the block. He like, nobody beats him up because everybody know him, but he's obnoxious to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got one of those in the hood.
Yeah.
But nobody fucks with this guy. Yeah, he the old head. That's what he do. He get drunk. He start talking shit to everybody. He about to fight somebody almost every night. So somebody from out of town going, stretch this nigga. Like, what the fuck you talking to?
I wonder what happened to
Charleston White right now.
I wonder what happened after, because he was like, who? Like, he said he already got paid, but like, does he get sued? Like, does the venue fucking charge him with shit? Like, he picked up a flower pot and threw it at that man's head. Like, there's no, you don't think there's any repercussions for that?
Like, what? I ain't see shit. I just heard he was fighting. Man, like,
oh, you didn't see it? I'll send this shit to you right now. Hold on.
I know I seen it, motherfucker. Oh. I'm telling you, you ain't see shit. You
already shit. Oh, I see
it. What do you see? I just heard they fought. You know what I mean? It was cool. Like, nobody got to get sued or nothing. That was two men at the end of the day.
Peace. Yeah.
It was at the venue. Things happened. Thank God that the women and children didn't get hurt. Everybody chill out. I mean, if something got happened, like something happened to the venue or something broke or anything like that. Yo, Charleston and y'all, yo, listen. Y'all put y'all ducats to the side a little bit. Make sure this man venue don't get back where it needs to be so he can continue to live, have his livelihood. But at the end of the day, nobody pulled out guns and shot anybody. He was talking shit, so he got what he got. Peace. And I ain't mad at that. No woman got trampled and the kids and everything. Everybody go home to their kids. What the fuck y'all mad over? We don't want to promote violence or something like that, but you got somebody like Charleston White who's actually trying to bring forth a different message at the end of the day. Doing the asshole piece of shit way that he's doing it, he's going to offend some people that's going to react off that. As long as they don't kill this man, he can say, wait, y'all, watch at the end of the day, like Kevin Samuel. Now everybody want to give Kevin Samuel his props now. He died. You know what I'm saying? Now the girl's like, yeah, because he shut the fuck up. Y'all was killing his ass or his ass was out. Exact same thing with Charleston White. If y'all see that, the underline of what he's trying to do at the end of the day, the man is doing something that y'all should have been listening to in the beginning. But he's just trying to expose certain shit and saying, fuck y'all, because I've been telling y'all this shit, but y'all, and I got to tell y'all this way. Fuck you. Y'all bum ass motherfuckers. I was trying to tell you, listen, come over here, try to do it this way. You know what I'm saying? But now you a fucking bum ass nigga. Look at where you acting. You see what I'm saying? Niggas don't like that shit. Yeah. Now he got to be the drunk uncle. He got to talk to you like the drunk uncle. Are you going to let somebody punch your drunk uncle in the face who you know your father don't even like? They don't get along. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you ain't going to let nobody punch your drunk uncle in the face. That's Charleston White right there, bro.
Word. Okay,
Pete. He got an underlying message goal at the end of the day, but the way he's coming about it now is really the way the world have to have it come. Because everybody that's like, the world is in a turmoil. The world got a fucking 18 wheeler coming at 80 miles per hour and it's sitting in front of in a road. That's what the world got. The world sitting in front of the road with an 18 wheeler coming, and Charleston White, instead of being like, yo, y'all move out the way. No, this nigga like, y'all dumb motherfucker, get the fuck out the way before you fuck up. That's how he's talking to these motherfuckers. They don't like it. But now they standing there, and that's why y'all still getting fucked up.
Yeah, bro. I just hope he don't fuck up his money doing this shit. Because, like,
people like that. You know this world is off. This world is off of drama, attention, this type of shit. If he don't mind going in lion's cage, he don't mind doing this dumb ass shit, going to city and pissing people the fuck off, somebody got to do it.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's the modern day Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. Because they did it that way. And they still got hit up.
Yeah.
And now look at what he's doing. He's doing it this way. He like, listen, I ain't tying that tie in suit because y'all motherfuckers gonna try to kill me anyway. At least I can see y'all motherfuckers coming. You know what I'm saying? Charleston White seeing who is who right now. He cut his grass right now early. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm was walking through the weeds and shit like that. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this man ain't walking through the weeds. He gonna piss you off and see who you is right now, Adam. I cut that grass. Now I know how to move when I go over that way.
Got it. You know what I mean? Learning from the process.
Learning the process. He's
talking about Malcolm X. I feel like the NBA's Malcolm X is Draymond Green, boy. Did you see that video? It was an accident. He said, what? Boom!
Accident in my ass, man. Draymond Green is, you know, it always have fights in the NBAs and stuff like that. And it's just not, you know, people know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of nut shots. There's plenty of people, you know, put their elbow to somebody's jaw, something like that, the way they do it. Physical. He's doing it to where he's not playing basketball.
Yeah.
He's not playing basketball. Even flopping is a part of basketball. You know what I'm saying? Fouling is a part of basketball. All these type of things, it's a part of basketball. He's doing it unskilled. He's an unskilled fouler. He's an unskilled flopper. He's unskilled with it. And that's all it is. He's doing it like, yo, look at this dude. You know what I mean? Like, look at him. He's trying to make everybody see that he's doing instead of getting what we need to get off it so we can go to the next game so we can get our points. He's doing it to where it's hurting us.
He's hurting other players. He's trying to get people injured out there. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's not cool, Draymond. I mean, I actually do like Draymond. You know what I'm saying? Because the part that he do play in is like the villain of the team. Everybody need one. You know what I'm saying? Put other teams in place. Yeah, it's put other teams in place. But it's a certain way. After all these years, you've been that guy. You should got to be a little more skilled at it, fam.
Yeah, they had a whole compilation, like a whole video of all the times he was stepping on people's nuts and kicking people and using people's chest as a fucking stepping stool.
Bro, the thing is, if that's your guy in practice, they should have a guy that actually do that and show you the best ways how to motherfucking do it. Get somebody who do jiu-jitsu and know how to do the side of your arm or side of your hand or side of your knee to slow you down real quick. It's all these different type of things. I did jiu-jitsu, so it's little pressure points that you can just hit right here and slow that motherfucker down.
They need that fucking...
Do it sneakily than do it all this type of wild-ass shit. That's not the game of basketball, bro.
Yeah, you're playing football out there.
Even in fighting, it's cheap shots. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, what are you doing? You punching the nuts and were you fighting? Were you boxing? you're not a boxer. You see what I'm saying? It's somewhere else for you, bro. Draymond Green need to go to fucking UFC or something.
Do you feel like he should have been... He's suspended indefinitely. Do you feel like that's fair?
I mean, after all the things that he's doing, I just think he just should go to a different sport if that's what it looked like he want to do. That's what I'm saying. He's an athlete. You can't take that away from him. He's been on one of the best teams. He won the championship. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I think he should go to another sport. If you still want to show your athleticism, go to another sport that's a little bit more, aggressive.
He should fight Logan Paul.
Go fight Logan Paul. Get into shit like that. You see what I'm saying? Go to UFC. Go to that's something like that. It's a little bit more aggressive, but also can still show off your athleticism. And then you're peace. You can't get mad at a man. That's who he is. That's like telling a pit bull to go on a dog show. He see other dogs and try to bite him. That's a fucking pit bull, motherfucker. You're in the wrong place. Bring that pit bull over there. He'll be more shine over there. Over here, he's looking shunned upon.
Yeah.
So why don't shun upon this man? If he a certain breed, put him in his right place. And then watch him flourish in that. Yo, he could hit all the people he want in UFC. Who's going to be pissed off at him? Nobody. You see what I'm saying? So switching man, he got athleticism. He's been playing ball for years or whatever. He know how to get his win. He know how to get his second, third win. He's been playing basketball for years. Wow, put him in another sport, a little bit more aggressive. Draymond Green, still alive. Let's go.
Be back. All right. Dope. Let's get into some black excellence.
We got.
The NFL had its first game. This was last night with that Raiders Chargers game where the Raiders blew out the Chargers like by 50 but
sound like my Cowboys. Shout out to the Cowboys. Go ahead.
Ravens first place too, by the way. So we chilling. The NFL had its first game with an all black on field and replay crew. So all the referees and all the officials in the game were black. Black men in this picture. Black.
Nope.
Yeah, and it's the first time that three women were on the same crew. So that's black excellence.
Nice.
And for the second black excellence, man, it's that time of year for your boy.
We got. Who that? Who that?
Best of Westchester.
Oh, there you go.
That time, man. If you could nominate me for best social media influencer, just type in Angela Scarfone. And also for radio.
Can you do it for me? So say if you send me the link. And I send it back to you. You decide my name and shit like that. You just keep on doing it like that.
All I need is your email. Yeah.
Because I don't know how to read. So go ahead and handle it.
I need your email. So yeah, nominate me for best social media influencer and best radio station. I say best radio station and just type in the Polymath Network because, you know, I'm the best podcast network right now in Westchester County. They don't have a category for it, but the closest thing is a radio station and nobody listens to radio out here. So I feel like I'm the
best.
So, but probably not
kill it. Look at you doing your homework this time instead of just going out there like, hey, I'm light skinned and I wear hats. You know what I'm saying? You can't just go out there and do that shit, bro. You run to get somebody. They got to figure out what's going on. I always tell people, listen, you about to go fight somebody. I don't care if you think they're doing push-ups, you need to be doing something to get stronger. You know what I'm saying? So it looked like that's what you're doing behind the scenes. You finding out little ways you can sneak up in that motherfucker. I'm going to get me a fucking award out this bitch. I've been paying y'all fucking gas prices and y'all fucking taxes all these years. Give me me.
Yeah, come on. Give me my flowers. Like, man. Working hard out here. So yeah, please nominate me. This is only for the nominations. The top six winners of the nominations get to be in the voting for the elimination round. So I hope to get that, guys.
What do you get if you win?
I get a feature in the magazine, the Best of Westchester edition magazine, and an invitation to the Best of Westchester party, and I get a plaque, Best of Westchester, whatever I win, with a nice big plaque, and I can hang up.
They don't give you no pussy or no weed or no motherfucking money.
I feel like it's a great opportunity because last year when I went to the Best of Westchester party, I met so many connections that are corporate. Like, I got sponsorships for my podcast network.
They go your money.
Who I met.
Okay, so where's your weed at?
The weed, that's so funny that you say that, because I have, shout out to Metro Bud. They actually sponsored my holiday party type shit.
Yes, I like Metro.
I'm starting
out the Metro.
Like, I feel like, you know, shout out to Loudspeakers Network and shit. I feel like I'm doing like a scaled down version of that shit. So the same thing that the big Chris is doing, I feel like I'm doing it to like a little local level, and it feels kind of good.
Blessing. All right, so where's your pussy?
I got a girl, bro. I don't need it. You know that.
That's all I want to hear. That's why we're pussy money weed. If you want to go for this fucking, that you want to win this award, you gotta have pussy money and weed attached to it. She's like, I already got my pussy. Yeah. I already got a weed. Metro Bud, holla at your boy. You know what I'm saying? And pussy money and weed. Your money is your connections. You doing around? Just ask a simple question, brother Dan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were saying like, damn, I don't need pussy. I'm taking, damn.
No. Yes, you gotta claim your shit. I got that already. I got a car. No, you don't. Yeah, you see that Mazda right there? You know what I mean? Talking. Right. Shorty right there. Yeah, peace.
All right. Well, let's get into our favorite segment of the show, which is Wax's ABC.
Wax's ABC.
What we got, brother?
I got to find a word real quick. Bear with me. Hold on. I had one in mind.
Come on. Just make sure it's English. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sounding out all these fucking Japanese words and shit.
Japanese is so crazy.
Do they got the old letters?
The word is TRYPOPPHOBIA. Oh, shit. Yeah. TRYPOPPHOBIA.
Yeah, this is right here. It's a Hawaiian word. When I went to Hawaii, it's tribe pop, the ho, and her name is Bia, and it's pop. Like, it's this dude. They call all the dudes out there pop. You know what I'm saying? Hawaii. So that's Pop's daughter. She a ho. Her name is Bia. You know what I'm saying? So tripod ho Bia is a prostitute, and her name is Bia out there. And this is one of the greatest prostitutes out there in Hawaii. Listen, you know, you go to the Dominican Republic, like, oh, pay for pussy. That's something that you got to do for the tourists. You have to pay for pussy. Same thing out here in Hawaii. Her name is Bia. You got to fucking meet this ho Bia, bro. You know what I'm saying? She's like one of the top Hawaiian girls. She's really dope. I heard. I ain't had nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? So. Let me see if this in a sentence. I went to Hawaii. As soon as I landed, when I was on the plane, everybody was talking about, yo, you got to try Pop's Hobia. Yo, when I landed, there's like, you got to try Pop's Hobia. As soon as I got into the fucking room, the waiter gave me a thing with try Pop Hobia, her number. And I'm like, man, I got to try Pop Hobia. And this hoe was, not for me. You know what I'm saying? I was being really good at the time. I was celibate at the time, so I didn't try the whole beer. So, you know.
Oh, well, we're kind of close. The word is trypophobia. Trypophobia, and it's the fear.
Okay, let's think about it.
It's the fear of small holes.
Ah, you see what I'm saying? This is dead on. I never told you why this man.
Never fit. Damn.
No. The hole was too big, but she was still small.
Jesus.
Barely.
All right, Brody, bro. You got anything coming up? Anything you want to promote? What's going on at the resort?
Yeah, man. We got the place to go, man. Y'all come out here and come check it out, man. Taryn over here. Shout out to Taryn. He's over here. He's throwing a party tomorrow night out here. You know, every week we got a lot of things going on, man. We got Airbnbs. We got the four-wheeler track. We got the gun range, boat, jet skis, lounge. Like, I don't know nothing. Only the dumb people do the shit that I do. Because I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just letting God guide me, man. But, what else do I have going on? Just bless, man. Yeah, pray for me as I pray for you.
Anything, you have anything in the works? Anything you're still working on in the build, in the works, construction-wise?
Everything. And the crazy part about it, with my brain, nothing is never good enough. You know what I'm saying? So it's like just having to create, being a creator and just, you know, always wanting things to be better than it was yesterday. I'm able to do that with property. You see what I'm saying? And that's not always a good thing because it's like, I thought about that yesterday, but now I want that to look like this today. You know what I'm saying? I want to rebuild it. I want to make it better. Every single day, I want to make it better. So I'm looking at a project. I'm building out a big project that probably will never be finished because I'm always want to make it better. I always want to make it better, even though it looked good. People are like, yo, that shit looked dope. And every time I'm like, ah, they think it looked dope, I got to make it look better. You see what I'm saying? Because in my mind, if they think that, I can't think that. I got to think better than them. I want them to be like, nah, that's crazy, bro. Like, you bugging. Then I'd be like, okay, I keep it there. Because that's outside their reach. But they could look at it and be like, I could do that. Okay, that's cool. I like that. And I'd be like, they can still reach that. I got to put it higher. I got to put it more. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my fucked up brain. You know what I'm saying? So it's always in the works, brother. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just doing.
I hear that. You got to, you know, it's like success is like digging a hole. You don't know where it's going to lead to. You got to keep digging to get to what you got to get.
I keep digging, you know. God is blessing. I can't deny that. God is really, really blessing me, man. That's all I can keep telling people is just, you know, keep praying. Ask God to, you know, guide your steps, man. And after that, he just worked things out, man. That's the best advice I could always give anybody. Just know how to surrender to God so you can have a better life. The life that you think you're living right now, if you give it to God, I guarantee you'll be better. And surrender, not just give it to him because you want something from him.
Right.
Surrender and watch what happens. In Jesus' name.
I got the Polymath holiday party January 15th. By the time this comes out, yeah, man, pull up. Appreciate it. I have a whole bunch of people pulling up. Man, my Maxwell from Z100 says he's pulling up. Gabe P on the radar says he's pulling up. Gabe, what up?
Yo, Maxwell?
Maxwell, yeah, my boy. Sus One's DJing, my boy DJ, whatever
my
DJ.
Guy.
DJ Ryan Vandal DJ. Open bar.
Open bar.
Open bar. Food coming out.
That's security gonna be there. Make sure you got security.
I got my cousin. I got my cousin's gonna do security, man. He's on my mom's side. And you know, people are gonna be respectful. By the time this comes out, the link will be in my bio to buy tickets.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah.
I don't know how to read, so I need you to send me the
Cash App
or something. Yeah.
Dope. All right, but other than that, guys, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. You know, it's another episode of Bully and the Beast. Have a happy holidays. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe.
Rate and review, bro. What the fuck? Say it right. Shit. Tell your friend and tell your friend.
Fuck. Rate, view,
fucked it up. Where the fuck you at? Rate,
review, subscribe. God damn it.
Tell a friend and tell a friend. See, you got to know how to rock. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole show right there. That's what I'm saying. You don't know how to flow that you want to fuck up the shit because you try to sound like L'Oreal. Stop trying to sound like her and just do it.
Fuck. All right. Well, yo, we appreciate you for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next week.